Hi there, and welcome once again to another installment of the verse-by-verse Bible teaching ministry of the Wash and Word. My name is Matthew Minona, and if you've been following along with me during these Bible teachings, you know that we do verse-by-verse and that we do it for a very specific reason. We firmly believe that the entire gospel and the entire counsel of God's Word should be preached. And by that I mean that there isn't anything in God's Word that was meant to be left out. And somewhere along the way, we decided as a church in general that we would pick and choose different parts of the Bible that we think should be preached. And it has resulted in a weak and silent voice that is now representing the church in a culture that is very much anti-Christ. And so we have opened up this car wash, the Wash and Word. You can find us in Churchill, Tennessee on Highway 11W. We're in the Palace Shopping Center, and this is a hand car wash that exists for the sole purpose of bringing you the verse-by-verse Bible teachings of God's Word. And there's a way that you can listen to them even when we're not open. We play these messages on a small radio transmitter. All you need to do is come to the parking lot, and anywhere within the vicinity of the Wash and Word building, you tune to 107.1 FM, and we play these messages on a loop 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we do this so that we want this parking lot to be known as a place that you can come and hear a word from God any time of the day. So whether it's a Tuesday at 3 o'clock in the morning or a Friday at 1 p.m., you know, whether we're open or not, whether you get your car washed or not is irrelevant. This is a place that you can come and hear the Word of God when you need to hear it. And let's face it, we all need to hear from God from time to time, don't we? I need to hear from Him every day because left alone to my own devices, I don't trust myself. And so I trust God to steer these teachings and that they would bless each of those who are listening. And that is my prayer now as we get back into the verse-by-verse teaching. Now, we just covered, we're in the book of 1 John, and we covered the first 10 verses of chapter 3. And it took us about 4 or 5 teachings to get through it because there's a lot that took place in the first 10 verses of chapter 3. And if you missed any of them, simply go to washandword.com. That's wash, the letter N, word.com. That's our website, and all of our teachings and all of our past archived messages are there on the website. You just click on the media tab and you can download and listen to them for free. So picking it up in verse 11 of chapter 3, what we're going to do is I'm going to read the rest of chapter 3. It's verse 11 through 24, and we'll probably spend a few teachings, 15-minute teachings, talking about what we just read. So you'll have to refer back to this teaching to hear the actual reading of the Bible. So let's look at verse 11, chapter 3 of the book of 1 John. This is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's were righteous. Do not be surprised, my brothers, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possession and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. This then is how we know we belong to the truth, and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from Him anything we ask because we obey His commands and do what pleases Him. And this is His command, to believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as He commanded us. Those who obey his commands live in him, and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gave us. All right, that's a pretty good chunk of reading. Normally, because we are verse by verse, we'll just take a few verses at a time. But I wanted to read that whole section because it's all connected to one, to itself in one way or another. And to actually break up these 12 verses that I just read would probably do more damage than good in a verse-by-verse setting. So that's why we read the whole thing at once. But if we did it verse-by-verse, I would have to bring up the story of Cain and Abel, which we looked at in verse 12, and most likely I would end up going off on some various tangents based on the stories that surround Cain and Abel. Or we would get kind of lost as we talked about verse 13, which stated that the world will hate you because of your belief. Or if we got tangled up in verse 16, where we began talking about the sacrifices of Christ, or even the parameters of the name it and claim it mentality, which seems to be in verse 22. So you see that there's a lot of different areas in this one section, even though it's tied together, that would get us kind of off on tangent. So we read the whole thing, and now we're going to kind of go back and just pick this apart a little bit. So I hope you continue to join me. Remember, these teachings are originally aired on WMCH 1260 AM radio right here in the Churchill area, Monday through Friday at 8:30 in the morning. And of course, they're available on our website, washandword.com. And then again, 24 hours a day, you can hear them here in the parking lot area. Just tune to 107.1 FM on your radio dial in your car, and you can hear these messages. So again, we broke this down, we read the whole thing, because really there's only one theme that is here, and that theme is the subject of loving one another. But we must analyze what John has been speaking about prior to this section about loving one another. How did John get here? So first he presents Christ in all of his fullness. This is the first chapter and getting into the second chapter. And you know, that's something that I hope I do every time I open up my mouth to preach God's word. I pray that I will glorify Christ in everything that I do, especially in my teachings. And this is how John began this book. In the first couple of chapters, he spoke very much about Christ and laying down his authority, that is Christ. So he presents Christ in all of Jesus's fullness, and then he warns his readers of the dangers of this world. And I would be remiss if I did not immediately transition from talking about the dangers of this world to the spirit of the Antichrist, which is in this world. And that's exactly what John did. So he says, look, there's dangers in this world. There's belief systems, there's theologies, there's straight up enemies who have the spirit of the Antichrist in them, which is the spirit of the world. And the world is the ruler. Satan is the ruler of this world system. So he's talking about Christ and all of his fullness. Then he's talking about the warnings that we need to have if we're going to be in this world, which we are. And now we see where he begins to connect the dots. So there's Christ, and then there's the world, and then there's who runs the world, or what runs the world, and that again is the Antichrist, or more specifically the spirit of the Antichrist. So we have Jesus and the world and the Antichrist. And then in chapter 3, there's an immediate contrast of all that as we began talking about the children of God. And we spent the last 5 messages talking about verses 1 through 10. And it was all about how we live our lives in Christ. Now that we are born again believers, we have a responsibility to live our lives in such a way that reflects our parent, and that being God. And so the characteristics that we take on need to be godlike. But as we went through verses 1 through 10 in chapter 3 of 1 John, we realized that we still are sinners. And John very succinctly said, if we still sin, if we continue to sin, if we do these things, we don't know him. And so when John connects Christ and the world into children of God, that is chapter 3, we are immediately faced with the fact that we are different. We are in direct contrast of that which rules and runs this world. We are in direct contrast with our flesh, which used to dominate every thought and action, but now, though still present, we are no longer slaves. We now have the ability and the power to fight the flesh that is still in us. It wars within us, but now we are equipped. We are now armed. And this is, again, why we do verse by verse, because we cannot be fully and properly equipped to do battle, not just with the world and with the spirit of the Antichrist, but even to do battle within ourselves. How are we going to fight the temptations and the war against our flesh if we are being fed a gospel light? If we are being fed just small parts of Scripture, good parts of Scripture that make us feel good, if we aren't receiving the whole counsel of God's Word, we are going to be unprepared for battle. And so we don't want to stand in opposition to God. We want to stand in line with God. And so the first 10 verses of chapter 3, John showed us how we have entered away from that camp that lives in opposition to God. We are no longer part of the world. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. And then he says that through Jesus, we've now entered into a righteous standing before God, even though we are still sinners. And John, being the black and white, straightforward type of writer that he is, wasn't going to let us overlook the fact that even though we are righteous in Christ, even though we still sin, we are not let off the hook when it comes to our sin. And so John showed us that the sins that we commit doesn't transfer us from one camp to the other. That is, acts of righteousness and goodness don't get us saved. Just like as saved believers, sins don't make us unsaved. We don't waffle back and forth from one camp to the other just be based on whether we sin or not. But John showed us that he demonstrated that we have an advocate on our side, and that is Jesus, one who will never leave us or forsake us. And John's whole mentality of bringing up the fact that even if we still sin, though we are still in darkness, and he was very succinct in 3 different times in verses 1 through 10, he made it clear that the sins that we commit, the unrighteous acts and lawlessness that we do, we should question where we stand with the Lord, but it doesn't negate our standing with the Lord. I guess the quickest way to sum this up would be to say that, you know, threats and condemnation and fear will never grow you as a Christian. Do you understand? And this is the mentality of a lot of churches and doctrines and religions and cults. They feed off of your fear and your condemnation and your guilt. And nobody ever grows in their sanctification through those avenues. What makes us grow? It is the knowledge of the love of Jesus Christ. And the more we understand the depth of his love for us, the more we understand that Jesus, no matter how bad we mess up, will never leave us and he will never forsake us. You see, it's in that knowledge that we begin to grow. It's in the knowledge of Christ's incredible forgiveness and patience and steadfastness to us. It's in that knowledge that brings forth the growth that we need to overcome our sinful behaviors. And so that is basically a whole message of setup before we even get into what we read in verses 11 through 24 in chapter 3. But we'll get into that in our next teaching. So join me again tomorrow here at this radio station, WMCH, 1260 AM radio at 8:30. If you're sitting in the waiting room, just hold on. The next message is coming right up. And remember, come to the parking lot. Tune to 107.1 FM 24/7 to hear a word from the Lord. Have a blessed day.